How y'all doing? I'm AB3 of Bryantland TV, and today we're gonna go inside and talk to Charles Stokes from Big Deer Hunters. He makes his own deer lure in his basement of his house. Basement made is what he calls it. We're gonna check it out and see what he's got.
What is Big Deer Hunters? How did that come about? Is that like your brainchild? Did that come about just like sitting around a campfire one day? Like, how did that go from being an idea to what it is right now?
Well, I tell everybody, you know, it's like we're a Christian-based company, and I tell everybody, like, God just put that idea in my head. You know, got a lot of people that hunt, a lot of friends, and the idea just came to me. You know, listening to what they said about stuff spilling, making a mess, wish there was something better that on a market that can, you know, work real good but still doesn't, you know, make a mess. And that's how I just came up with an idea with the Big Deer Hunter stick, and this was kind of pretty much the catapult to the rest of our products.
What was like your biggest challenge? What was the hardest thing that you had to encounter as far as like getting everything started?
I guess it would be.
How many hard? it wasn't just one, because any small businessman, you know, starting
right
out, you know, you got all kinds of challenges. Like what would you say probably was like your biggest one or your hardest one? And how did you overcome
it? I guess the packaging of it and the testing, you know, because before we went public, I mean, we, friends, family members, we gave it to a lot of people just to try it out. And it took a while to get a lot of that feedback back from. Some people were really quick. Some it took months, even about a year. And then once that came, you know, just having faith, you know, like, okay, you know, they just like, it works really good. It's a really good product, man. You know, just hearing their testimonies before we even sold anything. And so once we did that, that was like the big first hurdle, just that initial jump into it. And then just getting a good packaging, something to make that looks good, that attracts the hunter. And that was it from there.
You can't go wrong with Hunter Orange.
That's right.
Even though it might be the color of different schools that might be at odds, but we won't go into that.
Right.
So, like, with the packaging and stuff, is that something, like, is everything done, like, here, like, at your house? Like, how are you getting these things done? Like, was it, like, a grassroots effort? Like, you get, you know, got one kid making the, you know, making the package, got one kid, like, stamping it on. Like, how did that work?
Yeah, typically, right before hunting season, we start gearing up to make the product. I have my son, I have my daughter, my wife has helped. My partner comes over and we kind of have like an assembly line and we just do it in stages, you know, how much time, you know, like sometimes he works full time, I work full time. So we kind of schedule it on the weekends or late in the evenings. And we pretty much get into the garage and we just put it together. You know, my daughter, she loves it. You know, she's all like, she loves the soap part, you know, putting the soaps together, the packaging and the labeling. She does that. So it's just like a family event.
Okay. And that big family thing, going back to your Christian values and stuff, is that something that always you knew when, like you said, God gave you that vision, that's something you always knew and you want to try to keep it like as a family thing? Like even as it grows, you still try to keep it like at a core as a family-owned business with everybody involved?
Oh, definitely. I mean, what I like to do with Big Deer Hunters is hopefully, you know, if God touches it and allow it to blossom, we want to give back to the community. You know, like I coach Little League football, Little League soccer, Little League basketball. And so I want to give back to the kids, you know, like, so hopefully if it does well, we can purchase some land and then do hunting classes for kids, archery classes, give back, you know, father, sons, daughter, sons, you know, bring families, do events, you know, just to get more kids outdoors and give them an alternative to the typical basketball, football, which is fine because I love sports as well, but just give them another outlook and teach kids young to enjoy the outdoors.
What, in the early stages, what did you find like that feedback to be? Like what, did you have to make like a lot of tweaks or did you hit a home run right out of the park? Like how did that work out?
I think a little bit of both, you know, it a little feedback, you know, but it was all positive. And we didn't really have to do too much tweaking to it. You know, we just added a few things because what we were trying to do, especially with our deer lure, was try to make one applicator with several applications. You know, so you don't have to go buy a spray can and a gel and then liquid and then a fogger and all this stuff. Just try to get one that can do all that together. And so once we, you know, put our brains together, what we can do, that's how we just pretty much came up with this part.
And then, so what would you say makes your product like stand out like above? Because, you know, you enter, first of all, you enter the marketplace that has all kinds of different things. You know, you can go into Walmart, Dick's, whatever, and find all kinds of things claiming to be the biggest, baddest thing ever.
Right.
With your stuff, it's just kind of like, this is what it is. Here are the testimonials that you know, that it works. You know, it's not like a big, like, braggadocious or anything like that.
Right.
It's just kind of like, this is what it is, and it works. So, like, what would you say, like, if somebody said, hey, what makes your product stand out from anybody else's, what would you say that would be?
I say what our product is, we try to make an affordable product that works really well for the average hunter. Because, I mean, there's a lot of expensive products out there, and a lot of people are on tight budgets, so I understand that. So what we try to do is make it affordable with our sticks, with our soaps, with our sprays, you know, $15, 32 ounces. And we know it works. We know that there's other products out there that work. But we wanted to try to make it as affordability is the main thing. The biggest that I shot was an 8-pointer a few years ago. I can't remember the class, what it scored, but it was an 8-pointer down in Blakely, Georgia. I mean, I was really excited. When I first saw it, I thought it was like a 15-pointer.
It's always bigger than what it is when it first walks out. When it first comes out, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I thought I had a state record, you know, but, you know, it kind of, I think he ate something and his horn shrunk on me, so. But that's the biggest to date for myself. Hopefully, I'm looking to, if I look up and beat that this year, so be it. You know, first thing is fill that freezer up for my family. But customer wise, I mean, we've had 190 class Kansas bucks. We've had I think 190 very widespread Mississippi buck. They're on our website. Those are pretty much the two biggest in mass and then in width. So those two right there so far. You know, hopefully we can get a state record.
Yeah, like, what does the future hold for Big Deer?
Well, we have at least 10 more ideas on the back burner. Mm-hmm. Being a small company and then trying to do it all without getting loans, just saving up to try to use, like, the build itself. We figured we would start with just three products, the lure itself, the soap, and the sprays. And hopefully once we get a foothold, we kind of add a little extra. You know, we did our buck shots we introduced this year. And we're letting a lot of people use it and getting some more feedback on that. And then we'll add as we grow, we'll add more to it.
Did you say, like, if for people out there that's looking to try your product or just thinking about Big Deer Hunters all together, just like as a company, like, what would your message be to them?
Give us a try. You'll love our product. We try to take you from the shower to the field, and we try to give you as much bang for your buck.